We'll make it. Musical chairs. No, there's one more. That's good. That's for me, eh? Very, very good. All right, this is no big formal thing, but it's a joyous thing. And we want to rejoice in doing it. And we don't want any long speeches, but we want to hear a couple of words from a couple of people. And I think that I'll first ask the new chairman of the board of directors, the superintendent of the host district, Brother Frank McAllister, to come and to say what may be on his heart about this big undertaking.
First of all, I would say that I think that what we're about to do is one of the greatest things that's been done here for a long, long time. Now, we've been talking about this library and anticipating it and looking forward to it. And now then, we have come to the time when we as a board have said, let's go ahead and do it. Now then, preliminaries have been done and everything has been all ready to go. And it's with real excitement, I think, as we come here today to break ground to begin the construction of this building. We can't wait any longer. I think time is of the essence, and this is the time to do it. And I certainly can feel the faith and the confidence in that the Lord is going to supply and going to make a way, and we're just going to give Him the glory and thank Him for what He's going to do in these next few months in the construction of this beautiful library building.
Thank you, Brother McAllister. And I'd like to ask the dean of the college, Frank Rice, to come. He didn't know I was going to ask him. Most of these men don't know I was going to ask him. But you know, the library functions under the offices of the dean, and he's the one that sees to it that the library functions, and then, of course, the librarians really make it work. But I think Frank Rice, Dr. Rice, ought to say a word at this time. Frank, please.
The building will provide something that we've looked for a long time, and as a kind of center of the academic community that is on this campus. We were very proud when the day arrived and we could erect a chapel which indicated our commitment to the spiritual values under which this college began, but we've always felt that there needed to be some kind of a symbol of the academic attainments of the campus as well, and that has been lacking. And so this will become that symbol. I know it'll make a lot of people happy. I see one of them right over here, Peg Garvin, the librarian. I know she's going to smile broadly. And I'm going to smile broadly because it's going to solve some real problems for us as far as academic space is concerned. And we have reached, believe me, the utmost we can do with the present library facilities. It's going to relieve a cramped situation there that will help us to go on to the goals that we have set for acquisition of books. So it's a great day for the academic community. I speak for, I'm sure, the faculty and students in saying thanks to all who made this possible.
Thank you. And I've been looking for Wes Johnson. I see his wife, but I don't see Wes. Where's Wes? Oh, would you come up here, please? The president of the Lay Council. And the Lay Council has been that body of businessmen, friends of the college, I suppose, who have done more than any other group to help the funding of this library get underway. The library funding drive was launched in the Lay Council session. The original planning was paid for by the Lay Council. And the Lay Council, year after year, have given sacrificially, and the multi-thousands of dollars that they have given and are giving are really what made this groundbreaking day possible. Today, we're breaking ground 1 year early, and it's the sacrifice of these men, along with many others, who have made it possible. And Wes, I want you to help break ground after a minute, but I want you to say a word right now. Would you please?
Dr. Hurst didn't give us any forewarning, that's for sure. But it's a pleasure to serve on Lay Council, and it's a pleasure to have a small part in this day. You know, the school has needed this for a long time. We've seen how cramped they've been, and we've worked hard. It's been our goal for the last 3 years to be a small part of helping to raise this edifice, and we're looking now where it's going to be and looking forward to the time just less than a year from now when we'll dedicate this. And so we appreciate the help of everybody that's been on Lay Council. If you want to have an extraordinary part in helping this school, I'd like to invite you to become a part of Lay Council. You can just ask the administration and they'll direct you to the right people for further information. Thank you.
Now I'm going to ask the president of the student body, that is the new president. He was ushered in as president just about 10 days ago, I believe, and has been serving since that time. And it'll be during his time as president that this building will be built. And I'm going to count on him to help the librarian lead what we'll call the Book Brigade. Now, you've heard about bucket brigades, and that's back when they put fires out before they had fire wagons. Well, we're going to have a Book Brigade one of these days from the chapel basement down here. And I'm going to count on the students to volunteer. And, Mr. Anderson, it's your job to get them to volunteer. How about that? I think we ought to have Dan Anderson, the president of the student body from Culm, North Dakota, to come and say a word. Dan?
Wow, this is going to be exciting. Especially when it's all up and, wow, the Book Brigade is going to begin and get all the books in. It's going to be great. And on behalf of the student body and myself, I'd like to thank everybody who was involved and who helped in planning this and who helped finance it and just get everything underway. And now it's right here almost. And I'm just so thankful and I say thanks on behalf of the student body.
Thank you, Dan. It's going to be a beautiful building, 24,300 square feet, three floors. The first two floors, the top two floors, will be finished. At this time, the major share of the first floor will be unfinished. There will be a storage section there. We now have 6,500 square feet in the current library facility. This will have 14,200 feet originally in the two floors that the library will occupy. It will have a lovely board room, which will be convertible to small classrooms or conference types rooms for private study and conferences and so on. It has a wide variety of features in it, beautiful building, and I think it's going to grace this campus and not only symbolize the academic purposes here, but serve those purposes well for many, many days to come. Northwest College has been a part of this community for many years now, and this growing campus has been spoken of by many in the city. And the beauty that exists here and the development that exists here is welcomed by this city. We think that the size of the college and the size of Kirkland go together. Kirkland is a little over 17,000 in population. It's kind of a bedroom for Seattle. That doesn't mean we do nothing but sleep here, but it does mean that it serves the city in that way. And really, the size of this college and the size of the city kind of fit. And we're happy to have the mayor of Kirkland here today, Mr. Bob Neer, and I'm going to ask him to come and speak to you on behalf of the city of Kirkland. Let's welcome him, shall we?
This is a surprise. I was not warned that I was going to say anything. I came up prepared to use a shovel and go to work.
You'll get to do that too.
Thanks. The city of Kirkland feels great pride in Northwest College. I can remember back, and I have lived here over 20 years, of what this was like long before Northwest College acquired the property. And many of you probably don't remember that, but if you were to see today what is here compared to what was here prior, I think you'd have a great deal of pride in what you've accomplished. And one thing that the city has observed, that this is the college is a very fine group of people to work with. They have the community at heart. They have their students at heart, and we hope that that relationship will continue in the future, and that the library is a good example of how we've been able to work together, and how that will be an important addition to the college in part of its future growth. Thank you.
Thank you. And I'd like to present the designer of the building, who works with a team of architects who have developed our master plan and designed several of the building developments in the last few years. Mr. Wendell Beckwith, would you stand, sir, please? He dreamed at first. Then we're happy to present the general contractor for the building, who has not only built the Learning Center, but several other of the buildings in recent years, former mayor of the city of Kirkland as well, Mr. Jim Vokes. Would you stand, Jim? And I'm going to suggest what we're going to do. I tell you, one of the reasons for groundbreaking is to have a number of pictures so that you can symbolize what you're doing with these pictures and a few articles. And I want us to have it so that the district leadership from each district that is involved in Northwest College and participate in it, I want each set of district leadership, members of the board of directors from the district, to have a chance to break ground and have a photo of yourselves breaking ground. So Idaho's going to have a chance, and Wyoming's going to have a chance, and Northwest District's going to have a chance. I think that would be nice. And I want the student leaders to have a chance to break ground. And I think it'd be nice for their annual next year to show the student leaders for this coming year in breaking ground here. And I think the librarians ought to have a chance. Don't you think so, Miss Garmin? Where is she? Oh, there she is. I think the librarians, and I think the dean should join with the librarians in breaking ground for that shot. Is that all right? Very good. And then I think I ought to have a chance, huh? With Peg's enthusiasm, the job is half done, the dean says. Very good. But I think what we'll do before we go through a series of shots like that is ask Mr. Crowder to come and to lead us in prayer, express our thanksgiving to God. Mr. Crowder is the secretary of the Lake Council, the development director of the college, and perhaps more than any other one person has led the way in the fundraising for this project. It stands to date at about $320,000 in gifts and pledges that have been raised for this project. The building will cost, furnished, about $805,000. We have about $15,000 to go for the building and another $20,000 or so for equipment. We've got a goal of $35,000 yet to raise, and we're going to do that, the Lord helping us, before we dedicate next April. And that's our goal, is to dedicate, isn't it, Wes? To dedicate next April at Lay Council session. And so we're going to ask Mr. Crowder to lead us in prayer and thanksgiving, and ask God to help us to reach that one last goal. Amen. Let's join with him as he comes to lead us in prayer.
We are grateful, our Father, for the milestone that we are about to see come to pass. We thank you for every blessing that thou hast given to us. As we think back on the days of this ground when we first obtained it, with the brush, the weeds, the brambles, its vacancy, and now today there stands as a monument to your grace and to your power, to your blessing, for the Northwest College, this campus. We give thee thanks and honor and praise for every blessing that thou hast poured upon us. We sense thy presence now as we are about to break ground in this momentous occasion, the start of our new library building. And for this building we give thee thanks. Thank you for every person that has helped to make it possible. Amen. Thank you for every gift that has come, large or small, for every contribution that has been made by those that have been interested in assisting us with their skills, with their labor, with their funds. And now we pray that we shall be able, through the use of this building, enhance thy kingdom and cause that students shall go away from here with a deeper sense of appreciation and a greater education to be used in thy kingdom and thy service. Bless us together as a body of people, believers in thee, as folks of the Assemblies of God that have a goal in mind, a purpose in our hearts, and that is to bring the gospel around the world by the best means and through young men and young women trained and prepared to do so. Have thy way with us now in this wonderful occasion. We give thee thanks for it in the name of Jesus our Lord. Amen.
Would you join with me and sing the doxology together, please? Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise God, from whom all blessings flow. Praise Him, all creatures here. I think I'll ask the chairman of the board, the outgoing chairman of the board, Reverend R.L. Brandt, the president of the Lake Council, and the student body president, and that gives me 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, and I think we ought to have Hardy Steinberg representing headquarters help us turn a little bit of sod. Would you like to do that?
I would like to do that.
Okay, come on. Let's turn some sod. Sod busters, they said.
Well, this is holy ground, huh?
You dig dirt like that when you play golf? All right.
Must be a divot digger.
Let's ask the dean to come and the librarians to come. What do you say? And break some ground. You think you can do it, Peg?
I think that'd be fun.
I understand that Helen Strickland, the president of the local library association? Church Library Association is here. Helen Strickland, do you want to break some ground? How about that? Let's give her a hand, eh? I understand she's helped our library a great deal, and she's going to help right now and dig some dirt. Go right ahead. Watch him do it.
Come on.
They're digging where somebody else dug. You notice that? Oh, that's sure great. Well, I'll give him a hand.
Amen. That's great.
Okay, that's great. I'll fix that
up. Now let's get the Northwest District delegation so they can have something for their paper. How about that? Mr. Hobson, do you want to join Mr. McAllister? And have we got some other representatives from the board here? I don't know
Mr.
for
Chrisman?
Sure. John Chrisman, you ought to be in on that. Layman from over there in Spokane. For Henry Porteen, do you want to get in on this or do you want to take a picture? Huh? Come on, Henry. You belong in on a shot like this.
Huh?
Are you cheating, Cliff?
How do you know what to do, Henry?
Get a shot.
Couple more there.
Boy, they're gonna dig the basement. they want to help. Great. How about Montana? Bob Brandt is here, and he said that Owen Hodges ought to join him. He's an old Montana, the business manager. Owen, you ought to... Oh, no, leave your coat off. let's get... Do you want more help than that? You're working too sharp. That's great.
Look at that
chunk. All right, I see some Idaho people over there. Come on, Idaho. There's three of them here, at least. Yeah, Brother Dugon? Is he? Oh, he's gone. Brother Dugon's gone. All right, can you get Idaho? Get in closer. How about Alaska? Are you all alone?
I'm all alone.
Well, I'll stand with you. How's that?
That's fine.
Good enough. Thank God this is not permafrost. This is not permafrost
rotunda. Rotunda, I mean, tundra, you'd be up to your knees.
This is not a good shovel.
Take some more.
I'm going to move it up here. Okay. Wyoming, I see you over there, the newest district to participate. I see Superintendent Beard. There, we got three of them. Come on in. They came into the work just in time to help us do this. Isn't that great?
That's great. Jim
see,
says,
we got,
I wish you'd have had it closer to the edge so that it would have been moved outside of the building line so we don't have to move it again.
Just can't please some people, can you?
Let's see, what else do we want now?
Lake Council.
Lake Council, yeah. Wes and Art, since Don isn't, and Herb, the three, for the bulletin, for the, you know, the
and you.
Yeah, okay. But that, we want that for the,
in case some of you are wondering, this is the Lake Council picture. This is Dr. Arthur Stewart, who served as president of the Lake Council, and Wes Johnson, who is currently the president of the Lake Council, and Herb Crowder, who is the executive secretary of the Lake Council. Now, we've got Wyoming, we've got Idaho, we've got Montana, we got Northwest. I'm not sure. I think Brother Davidson is gone, and I know Brother Book had to leave. I saw the secretary here, I mean the treasurer here somewhere, Brother Young. He was taking pictures. I think he's gone. Everybody get a chance to turn dirt? How about the wives? Oh, me.
Turning something else right now.
Huh?
Probably turning something else right now.
Yeah, they're probably turning, mine is, I know.
Yeah.
Oh, man. Well, I think this is wonderful, don't you? Praise God. Oh, yeah, by all means. What's the matter with me? Thank you, Dan. I want the student leaders for the incoming year. They're going to help Dan lead the book brigade. Well, I think we ought to give him a fresh spot, don't you? And Steve Pakoda, come on, the outgoing student body president. Get in on this spot, this shot. We got still another shovel, Steve.
City kid.
All right. On signal, the first one that gets a shovel full, I mean a fresh dirt.
Yeah.
I'll buy him a Sunday. On signal. A one. A two, a three, go! I don't know. Who won? Dan? He sounds like an old sod buster from North Dakota. Just give him a hand, huh? Great, great. Anybody else want to turn some sod? You want to turn some sod? If we had enough shovels?
Yeah, 500 of them.
Yeah, that would help you, Jim.
Yeah, well, it would help the college. We would compensate for some of that.
You would, eh?
Just outside the string.
Just outside the string, huh? Well, again, I'd like to remind you that the building runs clear over there to where the string is, clear down to the corner by that pole, that light pole there, and across over there, and then back up here, and this is the entrance that runs on out there and up there, back over this way. Quite a large building. It's a beautiful building. This picture isn't exactly as it will be. That was the first rendition, but we changed the structural design of it a little, and that changes the appearance on the exterior just a little. The shadow line in the middle will be a brick shadow line rather than the concrete or stone that it appears to be there. It's going to be a beautiful building, and it will certainly serve beautifully here. I think we'll conclude in a word of prayer. Thank you all for joining with us. It's been an exciting time, and it's going to be even more exciting to watch the building go up, isn't it? Amen. Our Father, we thank Thee for this time that we have shared here together. We thank Thee for Thy blessing and Thy goodness and all that has gone together to make this possible. We pray Thy blessing will rest upon the construction of this building, upon the workmen who labor here, upon Jim Vokes and upon our good architect, Wendell Beckwith, and bless them all and those who work with them. Protect them, and may there be no injury or any problem that will be beyond remedy, we pray. Now bless the college and all who work together with it to make it what it is and can be, I pray in Jesus' name. And everybody said, amen. God bless you. Okay.